Hi, I'm Natovit Kumontham, so you can call me Tide. I'm from Bangkok, Thailand. Currently, I'm working as a solution architect. I started because I studied computer engineering, and that's the first time I wrote one program in Java. And then I like it compared to other subjects. This one is the best.
Nice. So you mean in university?
Yes.
Yeah, you study some of the course was a programming course.
Yes, correct.
Or it's like a whole...
The whole department, I enrolled for computer engineering. Mm-hmm. Then everything is about programming, it's about computer architecture,
nice.
It's about computer network, and then I start learning things, and then I think it's a future. Because firstly, I want to enroll for electric engineer. But that one is hard because of the math Fourier formula, you know, right? And what else? All those complex formula. Then I decided to go to computer engineering first.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's good. Now, yes. I'm here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's pretty good industry.
Yes.
Is that only Java you taught?
No. At the time, I wrote Java, PHP, all those websites, HTML, CSS, many languages actually. Some specific to like a unique work. For example, like a SQL, you know, database. That's some specific language that my professor created. They call like some language, the name. Then yeah, basically we learn many languages.
In university, you start just doing Java, right?
Yes, exactly.
Good.
Mainly on Java and...
So the whole course was a Java course? Or you can actually pick up different languages?
You can pick any languages. But the main course for like data structure, mm-hmm. for algorithm is Java. That's why we mostly use Java for our study.
Okay, good. What do you do at FWD?
Okay, currently I'm a solutions and integration architect in FWD innovation team.
Mm.
Yes.
Innovation team, is that for, what is that innovation?
We have the specific team for innovation stuff under FWD group. Mm. And then we work with 9 countries to build like, to improve the business process, to find new technology that we could implement it to make insurance industry better.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a research and development department, right?
All of them. Researching, implementing, maintaining, and coaching.
Nice. Do you do any coaching as well?
Yes.
Nice. So it seems like you're doing a mentoring, coaching, and sometimes a training, right?
Actually, not like an official training, but sometimes in some country, the team, like they focus on insurance, that's good. But they want to know more about the IT related stuff. Mm-hmm. That's our team to like, okay, inform them what's the process of IT, how to build one software and then publish it to customers.
Right.
So yeah, we do like design thinking, we provide them some 101 computer knowledge. They would adapt into their work and then.
What does your day-to-day look like?
Interesting. Okay, because I'm a solution architect, right?
Mm-hmm.
My work is based on AI, machine learning, deep learning,
mm-hmm.
chatbot, and then what else? Blockchain, automation system, and optimize CI/CD process. So it sounds cool, right? Then every day I need to adapt those knowledge, those technology into business needs, mm-hmm. to help business needs to like overcome some issue they have. So yeah, every day I coding all day, talk to business, and then use all knowledge in the IT.
Really? Where were you before joining FWD?
Okay, before here, I worked as a contractor in Singapore Government Technology Agency as a software engineer. A recruiting website for Singapore
Is that your first company in Singapore? Or?
Yes, that was the first one in Singapore.
And now you have the second?
Second one. It's good. I love here, Singapore. That's why I want to find like a permanent one that I could like work here, enjoy the life.
There's a difference between these two companies, right?
Totally different.
Totally different, yep. Right? Because right now it's more focused on the products or the internal products within the company.
Yes, in terms of focus on like internal, external, it's pretty the same because we want to make the products to serve customers.
Sure.
It's the same. But what's different? The focus of the business.
Business, right?
Yes. The first one is like recruiting, it's about job. People find a job, so we need to build a system that could let everyone find their love job. But this one, we focus on e-trends. So not only just like specific area, we have all kind of policies, right? Like made, traveling, life insurance, phone insurance in some country. Wow.
Right.
Then the focus, we need to expand the area of it. Mm-hmm. And then, more challenging.
So there's many products within the company, which is you can focus on the different ones,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and each market, they have different behavior.
Do you work on particular product or like work on all of them? Like to try to improve all of this at once or just like particular ones? One's the main?
Mm-hmm. Right now,
we can switch between.
Yeah, we can switch. We depend on the team that we work with.
Mm.
Yeah, but now we are not focused on every product. We focus on like the team first. For example, how to improve marketing and sales.
So what made you decide to work FWD?
Oh, okay. Good question. I was at the end of the contract, 1 year contract in my previous company.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a contact to this role, which is solution architect. Requiring like a blockchain knowledge, machine learning knowledge, mm-hmm. and software engineering skills. That's very interested. Mm-hmm. I'm very interested in that. It's like something that I could use all knowledge and then build something that I haven't done before.
Yeah. Okay. So right now your primary interest is machine learning.
Yes. Yeah? Correct.
Maybe AI as well, right?
AI, machine learning, AI, and then I try to merge it together with the software engineering skill that I have before,
mm-hmm.
to compute like machine learning pipeline to become machine learning engineer exactly.
Nice. I like the sound of it, machine learning. And now it's quite popular, right, in the world to have this artificial intelligence kind of stuff, right? Like a Tesla doing autopilots and things.
Yes.
And the other things, other algorithms. Do you write any algorithms for these things?
yeah. Currently, I'm working with deep learning model as well. Yes.
Okay, deep learning. So you have like huge data sets and stuff. Is that within the company or you can get outside of that? Or?
Within the company.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. So it means that you have internal processes to gather the data as well.
Yeah, correct.
So what do you like most about this company?
I think it's a vision, company vision.
Nice.
Because we want to change the way people think, people feel about insurance. So basically we have technology different mindset that we want to build something to like make insurance industry different from what they are before. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that idea. Yeah.
Okay. But what is that in for you? Let's say if it's
for me.
Yeah. I mean, there's a vision for the company, right? But what you decide for you?
It's pretty similar to that vision because for me, basically, I want to build something with IT knowledge, technology stuff that could help people, that could like make people life easier, more convenient. So it's pretty the same, right? And then that's why when I propose or I initiated something, they open and listen to the idea. Mm-hmm. Because everyone want to like make a change to this industry.
Impact, right?
Yes, make an impact.
Cool. Then, so you like more the open-minded, accepting environments?
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
In order to, let's say, to make some of the change within company.
Yes, correct. Yes.
So you're not actually restricted in any way, right?
No, mm-hmm. not at all.
Nice.
Yeah, they're open. Like, okay, if you want to do one AI, they're not like tell you, okay, use only AWS one, but they're open. They just give you the question. Mm-hmm. Then it's time for me to research which one is the best, mm-hmm. which one is like optimized and best for that business requirement at mm-hmm. the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. What cool projects are you working on at the moment?
At the moment, I'm implementing one thing. It's about AR, augmented reality, mm-hmm. and AI,
okay.
artificial intelligence, together in one project. So basically, we want some feature of machine learning, of deep learning, to detect some specific object. And then once we got the object, we use AR to render, to visualize it to mm-hmm. users. So we combine it together and work on one web browser. It's okay. pretty fast and simple. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to make a change, huge change to the program, to any system.
Mm-hmm.
We can like plug in and plug out services. Yeah,
nice.
That's pretty cool.
Do you have any like this interesting project which is work on let's say in your spare time?
Yes, I have so many projects. I'm trying to build my own self-driving car. Yeah?
Self-driving car.
Yes, correct. Self-driving car.
No way.
And luckily, because I could adapt my hobby to one project here in the company.
Okay.
Yes. Currently, I work with our company in Thailand, in Bangkok, mm-hmm. and build Raspberry Pi to do face recognition. Yeah, mm-hmm. I could adapt that knowledge together. But okay, besides of the work, I try to build some projects.
Sure. Why are you doing this for? I mean, like, just to expand your knowledge, right? Or like getting ever some interest in it, right?
Yes, correct. I'm interested in like a small device, edge device, mm-hmm. and then with AI, I could do more with this mm-hmm. stuff.
The next question would be, have you ever met any professional milestones at your company?
Yes, I met one. Actually, I learned many things here, and then that leads up my personal milestones. And the one that I really like is that currently I'm work with one sibling team, mm-hmm. enterprise architect. So I learn a lot from them, and then that mm-hmm. would like remind me to what should I do in the future, mm-hmm. like to understand the whole enterprise system,
right.
each component, how they could work with each other. Then that would be the new milestone that I want to do it. So
you right now you start what is it called, learn, right? You have introduced a new group of people which has never worked before, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a new team.
Cool.
Yeah, that's if it does. Then yeah, they when they show the picture of the whole organized system, right? Mm-hmm. Then I feel like, wow, okay. That's mm-hmm. a new thing for me, because
yeah.
before that I work like a web developer, software engineer, mm-hmm. or cloud system,
sure.
cloud architecture.
So it's a different aspects of the
yes.
things, right?
Yes.
That means you can actually see the bigger picture
yep.
of effect on the whole system in general, right?
Yeah. In terms of enterprise, they have many ERP and many systems in one department. So in order to to make it work together, wow, it's a new job, it's a new knowledge.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you have any thoughts on culture?
FWD culture. I like this place culture because it's mixed culture. There's a variety of people in the company, not only just Asian. We have like Western people, Western manager. So mm-hmm. we can learn from each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they all have different experience.
Every people from different countries try to introduce something new, right?
Yes, yeah. correct.
And you try to respect that and try to adapt to this as well, right?
Yes, and because we have business in 9 countries, so mm-hmm. some many times we need to learn from local people. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
how to make things work, how people behave in that country, what's their preference in the country.
What about the engineering culture, let's say, mm-hmm. within the company?
Yes.
Do you guys, how do you share information across, let's say, some knowledge? I know you, if you, let's say, mm-hmm. integrate new technologies, and stuff from outside. But how do you share with that? Like, you have a demos, do you have a, like, presentation you do, or you do some kind of one-to-one, or you have like a workshops?
Of course, it's hard to share engineering process or idea to business business people. But in this company, as I mentioned before, we are technology different mindset. So everyone open, and then as a solution architect, I create the presentation. And then virtual, like, it's just like you see Apple keynote, something like that. It's quite easy. Everyone can understand.
Cool.
So we adopt those ideas and then make it easy for everyone to understand. Once they can capture all components in the picture, right? They talk to us in their language, and then we learn from each other.
So you mean you're talking to the business, right?
Yes.
In a sense.
Yes.
But what about the between engineers, let's say?
If you between engineers?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's simple.
Simple.
That's simple. We just say like the name of the system, they know.
Ah.
Yeah.
So that means you have quite knowledgeable cliques, right?
Yes.
Who are aware.
They are geeks.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome, awesome. So you have a geek culture then.
Geek culture, of course, yeah.
What are your plans for the future?
Currently, I have learned many things. So my plan for future, I have some projects for me that I want to build, like self-driving cars, like some object detection that you can use it in the house, something like this. So I want to implement that. And in terms of my career, I want to be more senior, because when you work with people from different countries, you learn their culture. When you implement the system, build up the system, you learn the whole life cycle of software development.
Okay.
Then you could adapt that one and then share among teams. So I want to be more senior, that I could easily point the direction to the team and it's done. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
What is one thing that most people don't know about you?
Actually, there's many things people don't know about me. People don't know that I worked as a manager before in my previous company. Yeah, because I try to stay low profile and learn something new. That's why, okay, when it's come to like conversation or work, I don't like show myself as a manager. I play the role as a listener, doer, because I like coding. I like to do something.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, but yeah, in the past I worked as a manager before, so yeah, that's quite tough as well.
I need
to manage many things in the team, people, technical.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you switch?
Good question. I switched because I think the real problem in this world is not just about people, but it's about something that we need to solve it with some tools, some technology, and that's the real thing. For me, you could spend your whole life to fix people issues, to try to solve that, family, friends, but for IT, right, you need to hurry fix it. You need to build some system that could improve our life.
Right.
Then once that we build our life easier, yeah, the people issue is gone. Yeah, so IT come first, and then other issue later.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's why I switched to pure developer role.
Oh, okay. So that will be like little quiz, like some funny one.
So it will okay.
Just the three questions. We just need to probably answer just once. First question: favorite tech.
Favorite tech AI.
AI. What meetup in Singapore you would recommend?
Google meetup.
Complete the sentence. Harry Potter and...
Harry Potter and AI. Who knows in the future, right? That's the magic.
Nice, nice, nice. So it's a wrap up. Really good. We have a superb guest, Natavit.
Thank you.